Hello, lovelies. Welcome to this episode of Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall. I look forward to sharing my channeled message with you today. And if you love it, please remember to like, share, review, and subscribe. Recently, I had a conversation with someone who fancies herself spiritual and a leader guide, a life coach for other people. The problem is this human being has completely lost the ability to laugh at life, right? If we cannot laugh at where we've been and who we were, even on how far we've come, then we're kind of missing the point, right? To be joyful and enjoy this life is one of the biggest parts of it. If you're missing out on any opportunity to laugh, you're wasting your time. I mean, joy is probably the single best emotion. I mean, love is great, but joy comes with it, right? And love is so much better when there's laughter, when there's joy, right? Even in the face of pain, even in the face of loss, there is space for joy, for laughter, and for contentment. This has been spinning around me a lot lately, and I'd been debating on whether or not this should be, you know, the next episode, and then other things came up, and today I got a real clear message. I opened up a filing cabinet I hadn't opened in a while, and I found this stack of essays that I had my first grade students write many, many years ago. And I want to share some of these with you as a way to start our conversation. The title of this one is Happiness is Happy. If you want to be happy, you have to sing a song and be silly and use your imagination and play a game. Happiness is smiling. Happiness is love. And when you smile, it makes you happy. When you smile, it looks like your eyelashes light up and your teeth are shiny. And in your eyes, you can see the happiness of everyone you love. Man, that's good. Here's another one. Happiness comes from the heart. Happiness is a good feeling. Music can make you happy, and you can see it on your face. You can't buy it. It starts small, and then it grows. I wish I could show you the picture this one has on it. Oh, I like this one for a couple of reasons. You'll see. Happiness is something that feels good inside of you. This is my happiest time. My happiest minutes were when I got to have and need my family. Another happy time was meeting Mrs. Hall, because I love her very much and she always has a smile on. It's true. I call it resting nice face. Happiness is a kind of feeling that you see every time you smile. It's good to smile. I love to smile. I love to smile because my muscles get smarter. Oh, I like that. I like that so much. I like to smile because my muscles get smarter. It's true. We get encoded with what we put into our bodies. I just recently had someone share with me something very interesting. She is a master violinist. And well, technically she shared it with a mutual contact who shared it with me, but irrelevant. She was talking about how you could take a mundane violin, a mediocre violin, and if it was played by a master, it changes the way the violin plays. Not just because a master is playing it, not just because that person is more talented, but it literally imbues, it codes the instrument itself. And then the instrument plays more beautifully, no matter who is playing it. What a cool way to think about it, right? I Googled it. It sounds like it's true. And even if it wasn't, it's an amazing thing to think about, right? It encodes the very fiber of the instrument. And every time you allow yourself to laugh, to smile, you change who you are. You rewrite this thing that you're made out of, this instrument. And you become something more beautiful than you ever were before. It's awesome. It's a cool, amazing, and true, really true thing to think about. Okay, just one more from the children. I like to smile because my brain tells me to. I know if someone is smiling, I can just look at their face and I will feel happy. Sometimes your smile is enough to change someone's day. Maybe their week, maybe their life. That's powerful. And it's true. It's true. I dare you. Walk around the world smiling and watch how people react to you. It's incredible. I can thank my father for teaching me that we can be happy no matter what. And for helping me naturally smile. Doesn't mean I'm happy every second of the day, right? We live a life and there are other people in it. When I feel my happiness slipping away, I ask myself, what right do I have to be anything other than happy? The truth is, we don't really have a right at all. I mean, even if the world appears to be crumbling around us, we are not the world. We are the universe pushed forth into the world to experience the world. We are love and we are light. And the more that we are aware of that, the easier it is to understand life school, to take it in, to learn and grow, to appreciate even the moments that are painful. When I say happy, I don't mean that crazy bouncing off the walls cheerleader stereotype. I don't mean that. A lot of times that person that is so insanely over the top, it is, well, exactly that, insanely over the top. Yes, I personally am someone who smiles constantly and I laugh all the time. It's just who I am. But that is not how I define happy. That is not how I define joy. Joy is what I call quiet confidence. It is living within this space that actually doesn't have high highs or low lows. It is calm and it is predictable no matter what's going on the outside. It's cool, right? I mean, let's really accept the truth that we are always right where we are supposed to be. Even if we're childless or wifeless or whatever, that doesn't matter. It seems that so many people are forgetting the most important thing of all. Forgetting that the most important thing in life is to remember that all we have is this instant, right now. We have to make the best of the right now. We have to look around and see what's going for us, what's right in our world, even if it's just potential for change. And if you're choosing hopelessness, recognizing that that is a choice, that every single one of us does have choices. They may seem hard and they may seem scary, but they exist. And if we're not happy, we must choose one of those choices. Happiness is a decision that we have to make every single day. We have to know at the depths of our hearts that we are perfect, that our lives are perfect, and that we are in fact and in truth exactly where we are supposed to be. This is our only true job. We are the universe experiencing life as itself. And I believe that when we allow that experience to be joy, that each moment, one at a time, becomes more joyful. And that the more that is our normal, the more joy we receive more quickly. The more joyful moments that you allow yourself to experience. No, if you're attached to some bullshit human idea of what life looks like, no, you won't be happy. You have to accept that everything is happening exactly as it should, that it's 2 + 2 = 4, that it is perfect manifestation. And the more that you allow your reaction to be love, joy, and appreciation, the more quickly you will manifest your dreams, the more quickly these things will come to you. You must remember, though, don't judge yourself based on the person next to you. You don't truly know that they are happy, and you don't know that what they have will make you happy. Chances are they're having their own problem, their own experience of envy or loss. You may not recognize your own freedom and beauty, but maybe they do. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. Envy is counting someone else's blessings other than your own. Count your own blessings. You have this power inside of you to be happy. It is within your reach. It is within your power to have all the things that you want. Is it a new job, a husband, children, a billion zillion dollars, whatever it is that you want? It is within your means to have it, but the universe cannot grant these things to you if you do not appreciate the things that you already have. If you're not already happy with who you are and where you are, why in the world would you be given more? And how could you possibly keep your mind, your efforts focused on the things that will take you there? Nothing can drop out of the sky, remember. But the doors open when we are content and appreciative and we choose to live joyfully. And sometimes that starts with literally just laughing at ourselves. We do have the right to laugh at ourselves. This should be the greatest gift we give to ourselves and to other people. Just laughter, just choosing to be content right now, even if everything looks like shit. I have walked through the fire, beloved. I have not had an easy road my entire life. What has happened for me is I chose joy and love and light and faithfulness to my own path. And as it has unfolded, I have had more and more joy manifest, thrust upon me, handed to me. And it becomes easier all the time. Choose contentment in this very moment. And if you can't change something, change your job, change your lover, change something, change whatever it is that is keeping you from your ability to recognize how great this life is. This is a choice. Anything less is cheating yourself. And believe it or not, it's cheating everybody else too. Joy is a part of self-mastery. The most important part. We have to remember that we are love and we are loved and we are perfect. Right where we are. In the folder with the essays from the children, I found a quote. It's in my handwriting. And it does sound like something I would say, but I can't say for sure that I wrote it. If I didn't, it was important enough to me that I wrote it in my prettiest handwriting. And it's a pretty awesome affirmation to go along with this conversation. I am an island unto myself. I am here to express good. It is not necessary for me to receive it from this place or from these people. I am pure light, and no one can take or tarnish that which I was created to be. Bam! Bam! Right? No one can take or tarnish our light. We are who we choose to be. We are the universe pushed forth as us. And there is nothing that can take that away unless we allow it to. We can claim it back. And sometimes that's messy. But the more quickly you do it, and with the more faith and trust in that joy is your natural state of being, the less messy it will be. And it will get easier and easier and easier. And before you know it, it will be your normal. When we accept our good, our joy, and we share it, we live lives that shine light, and we walk around basking in the quiet confidence that that brings. We then lead by example without even meaning to. It's like a pebble tossed into a pond. The ripple expands in every direction at once. That joy can span the entire universe and multiply after its kind in its kind and create more good, more peace, more love, more joy. And in the wake of this beauty, our example creates more examples, and it spreads like ripples among the waves. Part of the ocean, yet greater than the tumultuous sea. Shining examples of light, of joy, spreading to others, creating more models of good that spread to others, that create even more models that spread to others, and multiply again and again until that inevitable moment that good is greater than everything else. I know that the more of us who wake up, the more of us who choose love and light and joy, the better this entire planet will get. We'll lift up the vibration of everyone right along with us. That is a happy after effect, a happy side effect. Unlike all the medicine commercials on TV. We do it for us because it is our birthright, because it is who we came here to be. To experience this joyful, lovely human life, no matter what circumstances may be. And then it just so happens to have a positive effect on everyone else, even the stranger who sees you smiling at the grocery store. I am here to express good. It is not necessary for me to receive it from this place or from these people. No one can take or tarnish what I was created to be. Hold that tight, beloved. Until next time, namaste.
Hi, my name is Tessa. I've been a regular client of Jen's for over 4 years now. I found her at a point when I really needed her, when my life had hit rock bottom, which of course, as I realized later, was no coincidence. Her wisdom and support have been invaluable to me, and I honestly cannot even imagine what kind of life I'd have now, or the person I'd be now if I'd never met her. She's helped me learn how to rebuild in positive ways. Her guidance over the years has taught me how to live more purposefully and joyfully than I probably ever otherwise would have known how to do. She's helped me learn to see and understand the world and other people in new and more loving ways, and to also embrace and appreciate who I am. Jennifer's such a treasure, and I love knowing that others benefit from receiving her guidance as well. I recognize that this podcast and its messages may not be for everyone, but for many of us, probably those of you listening, I truly believe we're very fortunate and blessed to have a voice like Jennifer's that's available to us through this podcast, where we can access and listen to her encouraging messages anytime we want to. I know I do. I'd like to ask each and every one of you to please consider supporting it in any way you can, whether it's through financial contribution, spreading the word to others, providing positive reviews, or any other way you can give. Remember that every little bit counts. Thank you for listening to and supporting Jen, someone who I'm also very grateful to be able to call a dear friend. I owe her so much gratitude for making me a better person, mother, wife, and friend. Thank you.
I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me today for this episode of Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall. If you haven't already, come out and find me on social media. And if you're inspired by the podcast, please consider clicking that little green patron button at the top of the screen. Here, you can help keep us growing and flowing, and you can gain access to what I call Jen in real life. That is patron-only content. If you're wanting to learn more, I recently introduced educational sessions specifically to address people's questions that come up around the podcast. These are the only sessions available to new clients, and you can find details in the About section of my Facebook page. I want to send each of you light and love, clarity and wisdom, and know that whether you realize it or not, there's a little brunette with a podcast who's got your back. Until next time, beloved, namaste.